30 Winchester, please.
Thank you, ma'am.
See?
Yes.
I didn't wake you up, did I?
No, I'm out on the porch drying my hair.
Oh. Well, I heard that you called yesterday, but it was too late to get you when I got your the message.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have a list. May I get it, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Giovanni. Oh, God.
You ever heard of that name? The lady home.
I just crossed her off the list now.
All right.
Because I hear she's a very bad apple. She even, when they gave her the award, said that she would pick it the many times she felt like it and stuff like that. She
probably will, too.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take her off. And then the official party.
Mm-hmm.
In Liberia. Coleman, Tolbert and her three daughters and the ambassador's wife.
Lucy, how are we going to do? Just make it an informal tea or have a receiving line or what?
I think that you should have all of the ladies pick a bunch of them, maybe have them in the blue room and have Mrs. Tolbert and her official party be brought to you. You will have met them the day before, but I think you would have to take them into the room. And then perhaps you should have a receiving line for her.
For her and her daughter, you know? No.
I think the daughters don't need to be in a receiving line, mm-hmm. but I think that everyone would want to shake hands with the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
You just bring her down
and
into the blue room and have your receiving line.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of adding the wives of ambassadors from African nations? Or is that going to look too one-sided? See, they had a party for me once, remember? So they don't mind getting together.
Yes.
Or is this list about half and half? Or do you know?
It looks like it's more than half and half.
The other way.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That, you know, might not look too well.
I think that you would rather meet the Americans than the other African ambassadors.
Well, you know, He tries to be kind of the leader of Africa.
Yeah.
And it gives them prestige in their country.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, let's just make it a small one like this. I think that's better because at this late date, it's sort of rude to call.
Yeah.
But are you going to make your calls today? The secretaries won't be there, so that means you're only called Monday.
Well, one of the girls is standing by who would make the calls.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they can be made today.
Well, can you think of anyone else that, you know, like we could have Ann Armstrong or somebody like that, you know? They'll always come out to drop a hat.
Yes.
To just make it a little half and half type of deal.
Good.
Like Mary Brooks, a few of those.
Helen Bentley, the
family
of one of
them. Yeah. You know, some of our gang, because,
Francis Knight, who's the head of the Task Force Division in the State Department, is pretty important over there, and she's a good Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to have Marina Whitman?
Well, yeah, she's great if she can spare the time. I guess she's awfully busy. You know, I always think of people being so busy because I know how everybody works, but then I guess that maybe they like to come.
Oh, you know they're dying to come. Hey, we'll get on this right away.
All right, and if you think of anyone else to make it more half and half.
Alrighty.
You know, some of our people.
Well, it's a beautiful day here. I hope you are.
You know, it is beautiful. I haven't been out this morning yet. It's just beautiful. I'm glad to be out of that dump.
Yes, I'm going to the airport to pick up little Lucy and take her in. Then we'll go out and have an adventure in the sunshine.
Oh, good.
That's
good.
Fun.
Okay, Lucy.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Nixon.
And let's see what else I was going to ask you. We will have some music for it, of course.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fine.
Oh, we'll have a good time.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Bye.